Now, Father Andrew Wingate, a Catholic priest who's part of the church, the old Roman Catholic Church, appeared on Coast to Coast last week. And he has been making prophecy, predictions, that this pope was not going to die. We did talk on the program that in the event the pope did pass on, Father Wingate said that he may have to reassess, reevaluate his prophecies that he has made before, and he's made many. He is our guest very briefly right now on Coast to Coast. Hello, Father. Thanks for coming back. I appreciate it.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, George.
Okay. The pope is dead, and that means, I guess, that a lot of the prophecies that you have presented to us, you may have to question now?
Well, I have to. I'm doing some examination on this one. The others, no, because they still fit. Everything else still fits. I'm still having to check out why these other seers, why when I got all this information from them that they're so inaccurate, but when they've been so accurate in the past. So it's just like having being from a large family. You got a lot of children, and one of the children comes to you and says, the parents say, go start dinner, and then you do dinner, and then you come to find out that you weren't supposed to do it. They were supposed to do it, or it wasn't supposed to have been done at all. And then you find out the next time they told you that, and the next time they told you that, and you start, after a while, you start saying, well, I can't listen to that kid anymore. So this is where, in the past, they've all been very accurate, and I have to find out why they've received this, because I haven't received anything. I've been in the dark on this, on myself, personally, but I've been standing behind them, and I have always stood behind them.
Now, when this pope, or at least when we got word that this pope had passed on, mm-hmm. for a moment, and I don't know if you've changed or not, and that's why I want to ask you that, you were a little skeptical about whether he was indeed dead or not, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. At first, when I say he's dead, I shrugged my shoulders and said, okay, he's dead. But they kept saying, no, he's not, no, he's not, no, he's not. So I asked them, okay, well, then present me with information that I can then get verified somehow to find out what you're saying is true. Because if what you're saying is true, then there really is something going on. And something is going on that is not just a cover-up. This is something that's immense.
Well, let me ask you, will you admit right now that Pope John Paul II has passed on?
I think so, yeah.
All right. All right. Now, the other prophecies, though, the ones about the Russians and Chinese then teaming up, coming into the United States, you still are going to stand by these?
Yes. All those things, everything still fits.
Okay. Now, our producer had told me a few days ago that you thought that what people were looking at was a wax figurine of the Pope.
No. I was talking to her. I know Lisa pretty well. And I was telling her how... She was saying, if this were true, then what is that there? I said, well, you know, I was being very hypothetical. And I said, you know, if somebody wants to substitute something for someone else, it's very easy. My gosh, said, I've been to the London Wax Museum, and I said, there's figures there that are just amazingly realistic. I said, if you wanted to be hypothetical, I said, my gosh, they could do that.
Well,
I don't support the theory.
I'm glad that you agree with so many of us that Pope John the Paul, sadly, has passed.
Well, one thing that really convinces me of it is his secretary. You can see his secretary there, and I saw him again this evening on the news, and you can see the expressions on his face. This is the man who was his closest companion for, gosh... 15 years now. And, I mean, he's been basically his son for 15 years. And you look at the expressions on his face and you see how tired, how worn out he is, and how concerned he is with how everything is running and everything's being taken care of with the man that he took care of so personally for so long and so diligently. To where you say, this guy doesn't have an appearance of there being something shady going on. He doesn't have an appearance of fear, you know, and he doesn't have an appearance of deception. So that's one of the main things that tells me, yes, he's dead, and they're wrong, but they keep insisting. I said, okay, well then, you're going to have to present me with something.
All right, so what will you and your other priests who have been part of the prophecies that mm-hmm. you've talked about on this show and on your website, mm-hmm. Trumpeter's mm-hmm. Mission, what will you do to reassess this specific prophecy where you believe this pope was not going to die at this time?
Well, I'm meeting with several of them in a few days, and that's what I have established right now, is a meeting with them so that they can present the evidence that they're considering to be backing what they're saying.
But will you admit now that that one was wrong?
Oh, gosh, I think so. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, very good. Father, keep in touch with us.
I just want to go and check it and find out.
All right, let's keep in touch.
Okay.
That's Father Andrew Wingate.